This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is Gucci Mane still your favorite old school?
For sure, yeah. I'm rocking with Gucci.
That's my man, Deshaun Watson, four. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you, man.
There it is, guys.
Yeah, Gucci Mane's old school. Yeah, thank you.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Well, I feel old as hell now.
Is Gucci Mane old school?
Not to me. He's my favorite. He's my favorite rapper of all time.
Figgy, what do you think?
Technically, he is.
Really?
He came out around 04, 05. So, to these newer people, he is the OG.
Dang. That's incredible.
That's amazing. I mean, whatever. Whatever, Deshaun.
Been around for about 15 years.
Whatever, Deshaun. Yeah. Whatever. He just turned 40. I think Gucci Mane's actually 40 now. Yeah, he's old. Gucci Mane's old. He's come a long way.
Dang.
Very few have progressed like Gucci Mane after the age of 30. So I'll give him his props. We're going to get into some college football in the next segment. The AP preseason poll is out, and there was an announcement made by one of the top five teams in that poll. And that announcement, two big announcements. One of them, I think it should be accompanied with the water is wet announcement as well, because no surprise there. But college football is going to be a game this Saturday between Miami and Florida, and then there's going to be a full slate of games.
Do you want to feel good
after that?
Can I make you feel good?
Make me feel good anytime, OG.
I'll make you feel almost as good as whenever I turn a dog video on the laptop here,
God.
Because it makes me
see him in here just giggling, Figgy, when he turns on these dog videos.
Trouble with dogs. I mean, he loved dogs.
I mean, look, you watching dog videos, if you don't smile, you don't have a heart. But I'm going to make you feel good, okay?
Okay.
Right now, now you made me lose my train of thought like
What's
you did
What's going on right now?
I was watching the dog video, and I was getting the ability trees thing out.
All right, what do you got? What are you going to make me feel good, John?
Never mind. 16 straight weeks of college football.
Okay.
Starting this Saturday, 16 consecutive weeks of college football. The add-ons that your wife or girlfriend makes you do whenever she makes you go places.
Honey-do list,
those are over. The add-ons are over.
For some.
The empty Sundays
For
are
some.
Over. The empty Saturdays are definitely over. 16 consecutive weeks starting this week, you're going to be watching real college football. And then soon thereafter, real NFL football.
I can't wait.
How can that not make you feel good? That makes you feel as good as watching a dog video.
I just can't wait till 20 days from now. Wait. 19 days from now, Texas versus LSU, A&M versus Clemson, Las Vegas. Need I say more? Texans 3 weeks from today, by the way. They're going to open the season. Raiders on the Texans schedule. We've heard Justin Reed say he wants to smash Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown actually returned to Raiders practice today. This the day after Mike Mayock had this to say about the receiver he brought in this offseason.
You all know that AB is not here today, right? So here's the bottom line. He's upset about the helmet issue. We have supported that. We appreciate that. Okay, but at this point, we've pretty much exhausted all avenues of relief. So from our perspective, it's time for him to be all in or all out. Okay? So we're hoping he's back soon. We got 89 guys busting their tails. We are really excited about where this franchise is going, and we hope AB is going to be a big part of it starting week one against Denver. End of story. No question.
I love that. You know, I was listening to the morning guys today. They were talking about, would you rather have Mike Mayock as your general manager or the group general manager that the Texans have right now? No offense to the Texans. I want a guy that can be the bad cop, right? I want a guy that can stand there, because John Gruden and Mike Mayock have had Antonio Brown's back on this. But ultimately, the helmet thing is not going to happen. You're either in or you're out. I want, even if he's not necessarily making all the decisions by himself, I want the bad cop to be able to stand there and call and any player out, but in this case, Antonio Brown. And, oh, by the way, guess who showed up at practice today?
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown. I want that. I want that in my organization. Look, all indications are the Texans are operating fine the way they are right now. We'll see, but I'd much rather have that.
Landry Locker, John Lopez going around the NFL here on Sports Radio 610. Texans, Lions over the weekend. We've talked about the Matt Khalil thing. We've talked about Nick Martin returning as the Texans center. I want to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Are we sure that Nick Martin's better than Zach Fulton at center?
No. No, we're not. Fulton looked good.
Fulton's looked good all camp.
He's looked good all camp, but I thought he mauled a couple of dudes on Saturday night. And I think he's legitimately should be in the conversation, but they love Nick Martin, and I think they like the fact that he's a younger guy, draft pick, that has had a good – well, what
is
rookie
year? Is he really younger now at this point?
Well, he's still younger, I guess. I think they
he
like
looks
him.
Looks like he's 12.
Yeah, I think they like him. But if you're just looking, one of those things like we talk about, take the names off the jerseys and the numbers off the jersey, Zach Fulton looked fine.
And we haven't seen Nick Martin in fairness, but, we've seen Nick Martin for a couple years now. And yeah. I'm just not so sure that he's better than what Zach Fulton is right now. I don't know if Zach Fulton becomes your starting left guard or what, but I think the work Zach Fulton put in at center, I think it deserves a little bit of attention. I just don't know that it's a foregone conclusion.
I agree with you.
DeAndre Carter had 3 catches for 40 yards on Saturday. This is Bill O'Brien talking about DeAndre Carter.
He's been a good player since the day he walked in the door here. Tough, dependable guy, smart guy, good, great guy in the locker room.
Those are Bill O'Brien-isms right there.
He loves him.
Tough, dependable, great in the locker room. Boy, what else did he miss? Good teammate?
Great guy.
He missed good teammate.
He's a great guy.
Oh, he did say great guy. But
what about Deshaun Watson and his love of DeAndre Carter?
DC, he knows that he's a part of this team, that he can help this team on special teams, but also on the offensive side. So he's a great team player. He's a great person. He is always working hard, always making sure that everyone is on the same page. And, he helped me out with all the experience that he's, seen from, team to team. And then also, what he sees in the slot. So, he's a great addition to this team, and we love to have him.
He's on the squad.
He's on the squad.
It's done.
So that kind of narrows it down, right?
That's 4 receivers for sure that we know are on the team.
And
what
Vincent
about
Smith?
What about Vincent Smith? This mm-hmm. is Vincent Smith the other night making a big play and making his case to be part of this roster.
Webb talking to his team. 3 receivers right. Webb gets the snap. Joe with a lot of time. Now pocket collapsing. Webb firing downfield and open and caught. Touchdown, Vincent Smith.
Vincent Smith make the team?
Yeah, he's making the team, right? Based on what he did last year in a pinch and the fact that now he's performing here at this level, makes it real tough for these rookies that we all like. We like Johnny Dixon. We like Tyron Johnson. We like, well, not a rookie, but Steven Mitchell. Some of these guys are going to make it real hard on them.
It's going to be very hard. And I've said this 100 times. I think Vincent Smith made the biggest player receiver made last year in Philadelphia, with 2 minutes and 5 seconds or whatever it was remaining to take the lead on the road. If they'd have won that game, they would have gotten the bye. They would have had a bye in the first round of playoffs. And who knows how things happen if that would have been the case and that would have happened. I know the other play that comes to mind, and I think Greg Rajan from the Chronicle brought it up, was the DeAndre Hopkins spin moves. That was a big play, but there was 4 minutes left when DeAndre made that catch. And even if he'd gone down, the Texans still would have had time to drive down the field. It was 3rd down when Smith made that catch. And mm-hmm. it should have given you a bye. As classic as the Hopkins play was, and that's going to be the one that we're going to see for a while because it was against the Cowboys, it was in overtime.
Right.
I think as far as just big primetime plays, I would still take that Vincent Smith play over the Nuke Hopkins play.
It was significant-wise, right? It was huge.
It could have been massive. I mean, yeah. if Clowney hadn't gotten the roughing the passer, which we could argue about forever, and then the Eagles went and kicked that field goal, I mean, that could have given the Texans a bye.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at Demaryius Thomas getting hurt early in that game, Deshaun Watson trusting him to make that play.
And then what happened
difficulty.
When you played the Colts?
Yep, the difficulty. I mean, it's just it seems mm-hmm. like that's, to me, I would say that was the biggest play. Colin Gillespie, a former Texas A&M. Wait, I did it again.
No, you can say former Texas A&M player.
I just can't say former Aggie?
You can't say former Aggie. No such thing as a former Aggie.
Former Texas A&M player. Colin Gillespie, trying to make this team, but he really doesn't care about all that.
I'm not thinking about that at all. At the end of the day, I'm just trying to. I'm focused on each day. You know, it's a grind, but day in and day out, just trying to get better, 1% better each day. And if I can do that, I think things will work itself out.
Oh my gosh, what a lunch pail guy!
Oh,
thank
the cliche
you,
bell.
The cliche bell is here. My goodness, yeah. Are you serious?
He's a gamer, man.
Listen, play that again, Figgy.
I'm not thinking about that at all. At the end of the day, I'm just trying to. I'm focused on each day. You know, it's a grind, but day in and day out, just trying to get better, 1% better each day. And if I can do that, I think things will work itself out.
Hey, I mean, there was a lot of cliches
in
there.
Oh, my gosh, Gillespie, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? You're sounding like a damn high school football coach. Week 3, Texans at Los Angeles against the Chargers. This was one of the games that we looked at and said, damn, that's going to be a tough one. Mm-hmm. It still could be tough, but it's a lot easier than we initially thought it would be because Chargers safety Derwin James, one of the best in the game, he's going to be sidelined 3 to 4 months after foot surgery. Melvin Gordon holding out. He's also willing to miss games. He hasn't been there. That game's actually like 6 weeks away. I already mentioned James being hurt. Russell Okung, their starting left tackle, he's going to be out with an illness. And wide receiver Keenan Allen, he had some ankle surgery. He's likely to miss the preseason. We thought this was going to be a hard one, John. Not saying I'm going to sit there and chalk up a W for the Texans, but this is a lot easier, and you got the Chargers at the right time for the Texans.
I mean, it's in Los Angeles.
That's a tough home field.
So, well, no. I think that's going to be a kind of a home game for the Texans. If you're the, quote, traveling Texans, and you don't want to go to London – go to LA. Plenty of tickets to be had. You know, the stadium's never empty, so you'll be able to make it a home game. That's the one to go to, man. LA after Sunday afternoon game. I mean, the late afternoon game. That's gonna be fun. I think the Texans are gonna have a lot of fans there. And you're right. It's never gonna be easy. I mean, Phillip Rivers are still there, and you know they still have some weapons. But that's the one to maybe pencil in as an early. I guess they'll be. Is it an upset? Chargers will probably be favored. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a 3:25 game too on CBS. Yeah. Probably get a little Tony Romo action there, possibly. So that'll be – it's always fun to see Romo call a Texans game. Mm-hmm. Sunday night, December 1st, you're going to have Chris Collinsworth and Al Michaels calling the game. Texans going to be in primetime. They're going to be facing the New England Patriots. And the Patriots could have Josh Gordon in the lineup. I only say could because he was reinstated. He'll be ready for the regular season, but – December is how many months away? Like 3-4 months away? Mm-hmm. Josh Gordon might get popped for weed again. You never know. So, well, at this pace, who knows? He'll probably be reinstated a week later because the NFL apparently changes the rules for him. So just count on Josh Gordon being there because he plays by a different set of rules than anybody else. He's allowed to smoke that Oski-Woski, which is fine with me. I just don't think you should even pass out punishments with it if you're going to keep reinstating Josh Gordon 600 times.
Especially if you're not going to be consistent with it. He should have been banned for life in 2016.
4 times ago. Whatever.
Yeah.
Special treatment for Josh Gordon. Texans will face him. Josh McCown. He originally retired after 16 seasons in the NFL. He was an ESPN analyst for a while. However, he's coming back for 17 following the injury to the Eagles' backup quarterbacks. I think Cody Kessler was one of them, but there was another one. McCown's going to return to the Eagles for $2 million a year. He's going to play his 17th season. And he's going to continue that career, hopefully backing up Carson Wentz and hopefully not getting on the field if you're an Eagles fan. By the way, in order to make room for Josh McCown, Braxton Miller, former Texans legend, waived.
Braxton Miller, another third-round pick that didn't make it. How many games has Josh McCown started in his career?
A lot for a lot of different teams.
Well, after this year, he's going to make $51 million.
Good for him.
In his career.
He's got about 9 kids, I think, too. So he's got money well spent. It must be a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer thing because him and Cecil Shorts have about as many kids as one another. Landry Locker, John Lopez, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. We will not go in 2019. We will not go another Saturday without college football. That is a lovely, lovely thing. And the AP poll is officially out. Lopez and I are going to react to that and give you some huge news involving top 10 teams in that poll. Keep it locked. Countdown to college football next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.